I was scribbling madly as you were writing because you stimulated so many ideas. I very much need and value interchange, and yours in particular, because you have a very fluid mind. I love what you were saying I loved everything you were saying. The image that kept coming to mind for me when you were talking is the drum. And I was reminded about how threatening the drum was. We were in using the drum when they forced us to become captives in this country. The drum symbolizes for me the strategy of convening. And this is why they are so determined these conversations don't get out over the broader airwaves, because these ideas resonate. The drum resonates in us. And I know if these ideas were getting out more broadly over the airwaves, we would begin that process of building momentum. We would begin those regular convenings. What did Hugo Chavez was brilliant. That strategy is the solution. You asked me once, D-Way, what I thought the key problem was, and I said, in terms of us getting together, and I said atomization. Well, the opposite to atomization is convening. That means that is our strategy. Mm-hmm. And it simply has various manifestations or expressions given the physical earth that we are based in. Now, Hugo Chavez, he was president. What could he do, as you said, with these rigid structures? Well, he began his convening strategy was to begin crafting a regional. It's like, remember the Brian Jakes series of books? Often, I think, in these books, there was this culminating moment when power seemed overwhelming. And I remember in one particularly, the sparrows were sent out to rally the troops, right? To gather more. And that is all we're doing. We're going out and gathering more. And Hugo Chavez saw what you saw, which is that states are sitting on the people. And so his idea was to try to get regional governments to convene, and by sharing the oil wealth, try to convince more governmental officials sitting on top of these states to get off the people little by little, that was a right-on strategy for where he was at as a president in a region that was trying to get global power off its back. He was on the right track, most deaf. I believe that's why they were determined to get rid of him. So if the core of the strategy is convening, how do we apply that strategy to where we are, the earth we are sitting on? How do we all be Hugo Chavez? I think the answer to that question is, how do we all apply the strategy of convening toward a united vision of getting power off our backs, ending power so that we can move on as a global humanity? And that if we had access to the airwaves, these are ideas that resonate. Those who are in official institutions, as we said earlier in another show, they're playing the game. They want to win that game. They want to be winners. And they perpetuate this lie that there are quote unquote losers and they don't want to be one, right? They want to be one of the winners, stroked by power. So we have to help each other, because that is a totalitarian message that gets sent to all of us, because none of us want to be categorized as losers, because we've been conditioned so well to accept the reasoning of the system. So we need each other to reject that moral universe and begin growing the alternative one, as Sister Girl said, based in helping each other, solidarity, which is what Hugo Chavez was doing.